Hello there, Audio Boom. I'm here to show a very quick tip on chopping onions, and it's a good tip. It works. Only problem is it's going to make you cry a lot. So I have with me a towel that I just grabbed so that I could just dry my hands, because I just finished washing my hands and face from the folic acid, I think, is what I'm making spaghetti, actually. So, I'm grounding the beef, but no, basically, I already started the process of chopping this onion, but I'm going to tell you guys this tip that I learned from Lifehacker. It actually works. Yeah, it's great. Okay, so, what I have is a serrated knife, and let me just put these in the bowl here. I have the second half of this onion in my hand. I'm going to remove the first layer. Oh, that. There we go. Because I don't need that. And I'm going to quickly run and turn down the heat. Okay, there we go. So the trick to this, and let me wash this a little bit in cold water. Okay, so the trick to this is taking off the layers and working with it a little bit at a time. I mean, this produces beautiful onions. So I'm going to peel off the first layer. You work with it a few layers at a time, but I like to work with one. So I have a layer, and I'm just taking my knife, and I'm just going to start... chopping the onion, and I will be running out of time on this boom, but yeah, I mean, this is producing really thin, easy to marinate slices of onion. I mean, these are extremely small, extremely thin, but you can feel the folic acid or whatever it is. You know, start to build up. All right. Now I'm going to take another layer. Oops. And it's not wanting to cooperate. Okay, there we go. It's easy for me to work with serrated knives. I don't know why. It just is. But if you don't like serrated knives, you don't have to use them. But the reason I think this works is because it's easier to work with tinier pieces of onion, if you will. I wish you could see this. It's a great, you know, tip for chopping onions, and I like it. I can smell the ground beef. Oops. All right, let's take off another few layers. Actually, let me check on the ground beef real quick. I will be running out of time. There we go. I'm doing both at a time. At the same time. Okay, just checking. Okay, let's... There we go. Let's start the next... Oops, the next few layers. I can see the difference in the onions, because when I used to do this, my onions, it took twice as long to chop these. And now, I started this process about maybe 5 minutes ago. Oh, no, maybe 10 minutes ago. I see some tiny pieces that should be even tinier. Okay. Now, it's time. Let me just cut off a really tiny piece and throw it in the sink. Okay, there we go. Now, it's time to take this half and start chopping it because, yeah, I can't work with anything else. But yeah, I am going to run out of time with this. But let me tell you, the spaghetti is going to be good. This onion right now is just cutting itself because of the way I, you know, did the layers, each individual layer. And the spaghetti tonight is going to be just delectable. The folic acid from these onions is very, very, very strong. That's it. There we go. Put these in the bowl. That's it. So with that, I'm going to finish cooking this spaghetti, and I'll just let this run out. I'll upload it, and hopefully all of you guys are having a wonderful day or evening whenever you listen to this. Bye!